So Zoe and I recorded a whole load of mini interviews at the MVP Summit, and we thought rather than build those into a few larger episodes, we'd release those to you in short little snippets like this. So enjoy a set of our interviews live from Seattle with various people from Microsoft and MVPs. Hope you enjoy them.
Hi, we're here in Seattle for MVP Summit, and I'm here with Angel. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, thank you, Zoe. So my name is Angel. I'm based in Madrid at this moment. I'm working as a solution architect and co-pilot for Microsoft 365 lead at Avanade. So at this moment, we are enjoying time here in Seattle in the MVP Summit.
And you're an MVP for Microsoft 365 apps and services like
yeah.
me?
Yeah, sure. This is my second time in a row, so I'm enjoying with this award. So enjoying everything regarding to the Microsoft 365 technology.
Yeah, so you were here last year, weren't you? This is my first in-person summit.
Now I have a lot of experience because last year I came here with Miguel Tavera, my colleague, also MVP at Avanade. So we enjoyed a lot of time here in Seattle, and this year I'm also being mentor of another MVP who is a new junior.
Brilliant. So thank you so much for joining me. I've just got a few very quick questions for you. First of all, what does Copilot mean to you?
Copilot, I need this, the new hype word. For me, it's the ability to have any superpower regarding to knowledge in every area. For example, if you don't know any term regarding to any kind of, not only technology, but also any kind of activity, you can ask Copilot in order to provide you answers. So for me, it's like a very vast Wikipedia in order to understand
a personal Wikipedia that nobody else knows. You've asked a question of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
Yeah. So, can you give me an example of how you've used Copilot in a way that you feel has made a difference to you or added value to the way that you work?
That's an interesting question because I'm using Copilot in everywhere regarding to Microsoft 365. I use it a lot in Microsoft Teams, especially searching for information because I think it's easier to find information through Copilot, asking the right questions rather than looking for a Microsoft 365 search or any other tool in order to look for the information you have, even though you have you know the location where the information is. So you can ask Copilot and in a few seconds you will get that.
Yeah, so instead of having to navigate to a site and then a folder, you literally ask Copilot and it brings you back the link in a few seconds.
Yeah, and in the meantime you can do anything else in order to get your time.
Yeah, so one of my it wasn't the biggest time saving, but one thing that's caused me a lot of pain for years is being able to find what the Microsoft Partner Network ID is. When you need to put the Microsoft Partner ID into a site, you need to know what that number is, and then you have to spend hours tracking it down. Who knows what the number is? Being able to just ask Copilot, what is my global Microsoft Partner ID, and it gives you the number.
Of course, it's, at this moment it's my personal assistant regarding to information because we have a lot of information around us and we need to find the right answer at the right moment. So I think it's really useful.
Yeah, brilliant. So Copilot has lots of promise. There's lots of hype, like you said. Is there anything that you're worried about?
I'm always worried about security because at some moments I think I'm going to be retrieve information that I shouldn't see or I shouldn't watch in any moment, and I don't know if my information from the other point of view is completely secure. I trust the technology always so blindly, and I guess so, but that's my main concern.
Yeah, and when you're helping customers with Copilot, I'm assuming that that's something you're advising them on, like how they can look at their security and the readiness for Copilot.
Yeah, when I demo them, I try to focus on the maximum value for them regarding to security, and if it is necessary, show them the internals of the security in order to get them more confidence about the technology, because they don't know anything and maybe they are also worried as I am in any part.
Brilliant. So last question. I'd love to know what you're excited to see in Copilot, or even if you had a magic wand and could make a wish to Microsoft, what would you like to see next in the products?
Well, for me, it could be a game changer. Having a Copilot who is able to answer everything regarding not only the content that we can find on the internet, but also within my organization and the external systems that we are having, or third-party systems. I know that extensibility is coming around, and probably automation, that we are having some clues around that, but without doing any big effort, could be really nice in order to democratize all this artificial intelligence in the company, in the organizations.
Brilliant, good answer. And I think that extensibility, that interconnectedness, the data coming from all these other systems is one of the biggest things we see people asking for. So I'm completely with you on that. Thank you for joining me. I hope you enjoy the rest of your week.
Of course.